very good morning to you. Mary Fagan here with you this morning on Horizons. On the programme, we have an update on the lay leaders' training happening across the diocese. We have information on tomorrow night's webinar. And I took a trip out to ASTI to their fundraising tea dance to meet some of the people involved in the Chinaclo project. First up, good morning to you, Bishop Ray Brown.
Good morning, Mary, and good morning to all tuned into Horizons this Sunday morning.
You have been busy, Bishop Ray, over the last week or so.
Just thinking of three recent things that we have had. This day, 3 weeks, Hope Alive began. So that's Sunday morning, being on the Mass on Radio Kerry. And just now to say thanks to all regarding that, between Facebook and online, almost 1,000 joined into the 4 nights of the talks. And I presume people found the booklet useful, some beautiful passages there, and the Masses, the thought for the day. It's something lovely, something that unites us as a diocese, you know, from Dingle to Douris, from Tarbert to Glengariff. We come together to renew our faith, to nourish our faith, to have our mission. Hope is still something huge, something very important, hope alive. And it is you, O Lord, who are my hope, my trust, O Lord, since my youth. On you I have leaned from my birth, from my mother's womb you have been my help. And hope builds strong from having journeyed and having worked things out as we went along, God being our strength as we went along. Then just last Monday night, the bank holiday night, I was in Rathmore for the final night of the pantomime.
And oh, lovely,
wonderful, wonderful occasion. That pantomime, there's other pantomimes, I think in Killorgland, there's different shows, different places. All the Christmas, New Year shows, you know, they're so life-giving to communities. You know, to appreciate the voluntary effort and all that goes into them. Puss in Boots was the name of the one for Rathmore. It's a wonderful fundraiser for Kerry Parents and Friends. That's a very strong branch, the Rathmore branch, Kerry Parents and Friends. They have three houses out there, but just to say hello and wish well, may they have a good year. All the branches, all the initiatives of Kerry Parents and Friends throughout the county.
They're a terrific group. God bless them. Tell me, did you laugh at the pantomime? Did it actually give you that belly laugh thing?
Oh, it was wonderful. The quality of singers and the qualities of messing and the qualities of foolishness. And there was a wonderful set of riddles there.
Really nice.
A lovely night overall for all present and a full house. One other thing to mention then, 2 weeks ago, we had an ordination in Glenbey. We ordained Deacon Sean Murphy. He's from Glencairn. There's just something lovely about the choir and something lovely about to see the locals there from Glencairn and Glenbey and the joy you could see in the neighbours and the parishioners. You know, you see what their faith means to them and what it means to them that one of their own is called to be a priest. And, you know, please God, by the end of the summer, he'll be ordained a priest. Every blessing on Sean.
Congratulations from all of us to Sean Murphy. Of course, a very big thing for the diocese is your pastor letter. We're taking part in a process at the moment, aren't we?
Yes, and the pastor letter itself went public on the same Sunday as Sean was ordained a deacon. Just to speak of it in terms of 4 points, a heartfelt thank you to all who, by your faith and prayers and your involvement, contribute to the life of your parish, community and diocese. Special prayer for anyone who is ill or coping with major difficulties at this time. Thank you to all our priests. Thank you to them all for their dedicated, loving ministry. And then a simple sentence. Over the last 10, 15 years, greater involvement of parishioners in all aspects of church life has enabled us to adjust well. Have we adjusted well to parishes served by priests in the pastoral area? I think we have now 15 parishes served by priests in the pastoral area. If we have journeyed well in the last 10 years, aren't we confident that year by year we can journey well into the future as we face the challenges? So a third word then is the word structured. Our hope is that parishioners and deacons will take a structured leadership role in their pastoral areas, working in a corresponding way with the priests, structured involvement of the laity. You know, we have 110 churches. That gives us 110 local communities, from a big town to a small rural area. And if we can have leadership from laity and deacons in a more structured way, then we'll be in position to have parishes fully alive, church areas fully alive, with fewer priests as more priests retire. So those three words. And then there's a paragraph in it, what is a parish? You know, what is a church area? What's the challenge? What's the life of a church area? Think of your local church area. Think of it in four ways. A social friendship community. We're neighbours. We know each other. We support one another. We have good contact with each other. A caring, compassionate community. When people are in need, we're there for them. When people are sick, the elderly who are living alone and not that mobile, they're not abandoned. We're a praying, worshipping and sacramental community. We pray, we worship, we celebrate the sacraments, and the church can still be the centre for those things, even if there isn't a weekend mass. And the fourth thing, a community whose mission is to nourish and develop its faith and hand it on to the next generation. First communions and confirmations, they're about helping people to be aware of God's presence, not letting our faith go stale, not letting it wither, that we keep it fresh and strong. That picture of a parish, I think everything that happens in a parish fits into one of those four categories. Top of that, all we need to do is to organise things and administer things. But those four things are central. So that's a few things from the pastoral letter. You know, let's keep coming back to it in the weeks ahead as we have our meetings, as we seek to pin down how exactly we'll be journeying forward in the years immediately ahead, as a number of priests retire, and as we adjust to having greater involvement, structured involvement of lay people and our deacons.
For anybody who hasn't seen the pastoral letter, there are probably copies still in the church, and they can just go to our website, dioceseofkerry.ie, and read the full text. And we're kind of on a roll. We had Dr. Jesse Rogers on a webinar talking to us about the scriptural side of things and the fact this is God's plan. And tomorrow night, we're getting examples of what people have done in other areas, Austria and England, around training lay leaders and getting that support in. The big aim is for consultation to happen at parish level, which begins at the end of this month.
That webinar tomorrow night, that says, what's the church doing elsewhere? What can we learn from them? But most important then, our own meetings, the years ahead, next year, the year after. What changes will we make to still have the fullness of parish life, still have strong parishes, strong church areas, a strong faith, hope and love among the people everywhere.
We'll take a piece of music, Bishop Bray, before we begin to look at Lent, which begins on Wednesday. David Kaufman, I Am a God Nearby.
God nearby, I am not far away, I am not far away, I am a God nearby, I am not far away from you. Just as the air that you breathe is essential, so is my presence to you. You would not cover your lips and be breathless. Why then keep your heart from my view? It only makes you left you, that I have forsaken you, and I am a God nearby. I am not far away, I am not far away, I am a God nearby. I am not far from you. I know you have tirelessly sown.
Bishop Ray, Lent begins next Wednesday. What do you suggest we keep in mind for Lent?
It's great how many go to Mass on Ash Wednesday. You know, and we hear the same words every year, and they're beautiful words, the words from the prophet Joel. Now it is the Lord who speaks. Come back to me with all your heart, fasting, weeping, mourning. Turn to the Lord your God again, for he is all tenderness and compassion, slow to anger, rich in graciousness, and ready to relent. Just to get in touch with our faith, to draw close to God again, and to realise what those words say, that he's all tenderness and compassion, slow to anger, rich in graciousness. That is our God. So that is Lent. We're still winterish. There's only the early signs of growth. It's lovely to see up Mission Road here in Killarney, wonderful snowdrops on the first daffodils. But by Easter, we'll see so much green everywhere, the shrubs, the flowers, everything, and nature will be at its best, Easter Sunday and the weeks after. Will we be at our best as Christians, as loving people, as people with faith and hope in God? That's what Lent is. Sadly, in our time, we need to look especially at Sunday. And if everyone saying, what will I do for Lent, what do we do as a family for Lent? If everyone would ask the question, how often will we gather with our neighbours for Sunday Mass, these 6 Sundays between Ash Wednesday and Holy Week Easter? How often will we respond to Jesus' invitation, take and eat, take and drink, this is my body given up for you? So Sunday is a day of rest, a day to see the bigger picture, a day to have time for God.
And today, Bishop Ray, is World Day of the Sick. Plans are happening in the diocese again around Lourdes. Will you be involved?
Yes, we have our date set for Lourdes. It's the final days of August and the first days of September. It's beginning again in a sense, because it'll be our first year with assisted pilgrims after COVID. We'll bring maybe more than 30 assisted pilgrims, and you know, people should look around and see, is there anybody here who would like to be part of that? Anybody who wants to come and need some assistance? For assisted pilgrims, we have to reassemble our care team, our team of nurses, carers, dining room staff, porters, and we're looking for fresh volunteers.
A lot of people are needed.
Yes, but it'll be wonderful to get back to that care of the sick. I really think Our Lady's main message at Lourdes turned out to be that Jesus has a special place in his heart for people who are sick, people who are in difficulty, people who are struggling in life. And Jesus wants us to have a special place in our heart for them, to bring his love to them, to bring his care to them. I think that's a big thing.
It certainly is. Just and you have a reading there, Bishop Ray.
From Pope Francis' message for World Day of the Sick for this Sunday this year. And before that, just to mention that many parishes have masses around now with anointing of the sick. And there's one here in the cathedral at 2 o'clock today where it'll be mass with anointing of the sick. Brothers and sisters, the first form of care needed in any illness is compassionate and loving closeness. To care for the sick thus means above all to care for their relationships, all of them. The relationships with God, with others, family members, friends, healthcare workers. Their relationship with creation and with themselves. Let us look to the example of the Good Samaritan, to his ability to slow down and draw near to another person, that person who was robbed and left almost for dead on the roadside. The way he showed tender love, that tender love of which he cared for the wounds of that suffering brother, let us remember this central truth in life. We came into the world because somebody welcomed us. We were made for love. We are called to communion and fraternity. This aspect of our lives is what sustains us. It sustains us above all at times of illness and vulnerability. Let's be there for our sisters and brothers, especially in time of illness, whether they be children, whether they be teenagers, whether they be advanced in years and very infirm. Wonderful words for World Day of the Sick this year.
Bishop Ray Brown, thank you very much for joining us this morning on Horizons.
Mary, thanks to all, and please God for all of us. Lent will help us. You know, that's just as the spring cleaning, just as nature comes alive. May Lent help us to be at our best as happy, loving, joy-filled people.
Thanks again, Bishop Ray. Ash Wednesday this year is also Valentine's Day, the 14th. Let's have a listen to Mary Kennelly's poem.
This is love's story. This is not the kind of love I dreamed of as a girl. This ordinary, everyday, constant sort of love. There are no daily diamonds or champagne, no 24 red rose bouquets. This love runs through little seams, folding clothes and sweeping floors. Passion in 1,000 tender acts.
After the break, how are our new lay leaders doing?